You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we are getting ready to get the show on the road. So today we have two very special guests. We'll be speaking to artist Young Rob. We also have a music legend on the line. So what we're going to do before we bring in our host, CEO Joseph Collins, is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Okay, and well,
good
we are
morning.
Back. Good morning.
And good
Mr.
morning. How you doing, Beth Sharifa?
I am fine.
You know,
how are you?
You have a new name now.
What is and, no, do not. I promise you, do not. I'm telling you, if you say that on the air, it's going to cost you a brand new car. I promise you. I'm going to pick out a car and you're going to go buy it. So move it on and move it forward.
You got to.
Moving forward, how you doing? What is going on?
I'm wondering, what I want to know, let me tell you what I want. I want to know how many people want to know the Sharifa's new name. I mean, I want to know how many people want to know that.
I thought we had moved on.
We can't move on because, you know, people want to know.
Hey, Mr. Collins, did you know? No, but wait. No, seriously. Did you hear that we're coming to L.A.?
Coming to L.A. Coming to L.A. Punch TV. Call your cowboy company. I tell them what you want. What you going to do? I tell them what you need. Where? I tell them I want Punch TV. That's right. We are coming to L.A.
That's right.
We're
August
coming
1st.
To Los Angeles on August 1st, and I'm so excited. I've got to tell you, it's been just a hell of a last 48 hours. It's just been just completely awesome because we always, since I started Punch TV Studios, since we started Punch TV, period, we always wanted to have a TV station in Los Angeles, and now we got it done. In Los Angeles, we are on everything TV. We're on DirecTV, we're on Dish Network, we're on Comcast, we're on Frontier, Time Warner, Spectrum. We there, baby. We are there.
I'm so
we are
excited.
There. And it's a full power
so
station.
Excited. Yes.
It's a full power station, and it's absolutely our very first full power television station ever.
Yes,
our very first full power television station. So I got to tell you, it is beyond belief, and I am punchily excited. I am punched up about this.
You made up a new word.
Yeah, I'm punched up about this. Yeah, we are punch-excited about our new TV station, and we're going to have some phenomenal new shows coming to the station. Well, we always do a great job of that with programming anyway. But we have a phenomenal new show coming to the station, and it's going to be completely and totally awesome. And on top of that, the Punch TV Studio shareholders meeting is about to jump off in May, May 11th of next year. It's going to be so completely awesome. And you want to get your, you want to go ahead and register to become, to be, you should be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Talk about this stuff, but actually doing it is something different, you know. And what a lot of people don't know, and this is a true fact, this is not even like I'm making this up right now, this is an absolute true fact. True fact, if you would have invested $1,000 in Microsoft, if you'd invested just $1,000 in Microsoft when Bill Gates started, when Bill Gates were begging people to invest in Microsoft, it wasn't even like people were excited about investing in Microsoft. He was literally begging people to please invest in my company, much like this guy I know named Joseph Collins. He's literally been out there begging people. They're like, hey, you need to be a stockholder. It's only a dollar a share. I mean, it's not even like it's a lot of money. And you can become part owner of our television studios. And we are going to change. We're going to change the way television is done. In America, I mean, we just we're going to do our own thing. Yes.
I have a question. Okay, so you talk about the shareholders meeting, and I know what that means to you, or what at least what my interpretation is. But can you tell our listeners a little bit more, like what is a shareholders meeting? What can they expect? I know you can't let all of the details out of the bag just yet, but I mean, tell us a little something. Give us a little taste.
So, at the shareholders meeting, what's going to happen is that you're going to get a shareholders meeting. This is when all of the shareholders of public companies come together. And at the shareholders meeting, you get a chance to really see the secrets that the company is preparing to roll out before everyone else does. Right? You get to see where the company is going to tell you exactly what they're doing. They're going to tell you exactly how much money they're making or intending to make. You're going to have information. It's like a power meeting, really. It's like if you've never been part of power, coming to a stockholders meeting is a very power, is a very power-packed event. And so you want to come to, you want to make your reservations now. We're actually getting ready to post that up on our website. In the next 48 hours, it'll be ready to go on our website. You're going to have courses there which will help you understand why, what your investment will do and what it means to be an investor. We'll have courses there. We're going to have the CEO's Ball, and at the CEO's Ball, I'm going to have a superstar special guest at the ball who you just, you're not going to believe it. You're just going to be like, oh, my freaking God. You know, you're going to be just on that level, the oh my freaking God level. So, you know, you're going to be there with that. I'm just going to tell you right now. So we're going to have superstar guests at the president, at the CEO's ball. So you want to come to the CEO's ball at the shareholders meeting. Now, another thing with the shareholders meeting, it's for shareholders. So
that's
don't be coming up there. It's exclusive. See, if you're not a shareholder, you can't be there. I mean, you can't get in. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. You know, you got to be a shareholder. It's exclusive. Don't be calling the NAACP and the NRA and the Urban League and all those people complaining that you
Farrakhan?
Got locked out of the. Don't
call
Farrakhan. Don't call Al Sharpton. Don't call none of them complaining that you got locked out of the shareholders meeting because you know what? If they're not shareholders, they're going to be locked out, too.
You going to lock out Al Sharpton?
I'm going to lock Al Sharpton behind right on the other side of the convention center. You know, he's going to be over there with Jesse Jackson, Maxine Waters. If they're not shareholders, they can't come in. It's that simple. It's not even, let's stop playing with it. Why are you playing? I gave everybody a lot of time to become a shareholder. She's going to be like,
okay,
I'm Jesse Jackson. I'm Jesse Jackson. Down with dope. You know. If you're not a shareholder, you don't get in. It's just that simple. You have to be a Punch TV Studios shareholder to attend the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting. You're going to get locked. We're locking out the waiters and the waitresses. We're locking out anybody that's not a shareholder. You know, the people that work for the hotel?
Yeah.
You know, where we're doing the convention, the people that work at the convention center? You know how they go around and they sweep up the floor? All that stuff like that, too. They get locked out, too. But everybody, if you're not a shareholder, you're locked out. So I'm trying to have some people here. Shreva, I don't know what happened. You lost me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
You lost me? Okay, yeah.
No.
You get locked out. It's that simple. You locked out. So don't come down there protesting with your protest sign. You know, don't come down no Black Lives Matter, you know, all that stuff.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened.
Like,
I was in shock. You ever had those moments, and you know, we've known each other for a little while. It's rare that I'm speechless. Like, I'm just speechless that you're going to lock all these people out.
If they're not shareholders, I'm locking them out.
Wow, Mr. Collins, you mean business. You serious.
They're getting locked out.
Okay,
they're on the
but
other
it's
going to
be a whole bunch of people inside, though. We have thousands of shareholders.
They're going to come in. Yeah, it's going to be thousands of shareholders. But if you're not a shareholder, don't come down there acting that fool. You know, because we're going to lock you out. It's that simple. Don't come down there with all that. You're getting locked out. We gave you the chance. We said jump in. You know, we're going to do like Noah when Noah closed the ship. He said for 100 years it's going to rain. You know, can't you see the clouds gathering? It's going to rain. And he had to close the ship, and all of a sudden the rain started dropping. When the rain started dropping, everybody was like, what is this? Because, see, up until that time, the water came up from the ground. They'd never seen rain before. It just dew saturated the ground, and that's how water did it. But now, once the rain started, they came banging on the boat. And Noah was saying, didn't I tell you, if you want to help me build this boat, you could have been inside the boat. Since you didn't help me build the boat, you're going to get locked out, okay?
So basically what you're saying, Mr. Collins, is it's about to rain.
Stockholders meeting. It's about to rain. And those that ain't in the boat, you get locked out the stockholders meeting. It's that simple. And then maybe next year you'll have to pay $1,000 or $2,000 a share. Then you can come to next year's stockholders meeting. That's what we trying to do. We're trying to make it so expensive until you can't come. That's what we try.
But today, right now, is $1 per share. Today.
Right now, it's $1
right
per
now.
Share. But what we're trying to do, now let me tell you something now, y'all. What we're trying to do is make it so expensive until you won't be able to come. You'd be like, hey, man, I'm in. I don't know if they're going to let you in, dog. I told you to buy it when it was $1. It's $10,000 a share now. You know what we got? What can I tell you? We're just launching our new TV show, station, a whole station, 24 hours a day, in Los Angeles, covering Southern California. It's not just Los Angeles. It's all of Southern California. You know, from the desert to the sea is Punch TV. So that's Mexico to the other side of Ventura County, from Long Beach to Barstow, it's all Punch TV. So that's what it is. So it's about to be on and cracking. And the shareholder meeting is about to be on and cracking. And want to be in the house at the Punch TV Studio Show. It's a power meeting. It ain't for everybody. So we're telling you right now, it ain't for everybody, but it's going to be thousands of people there. And it's going to be completely awesome. It's all booked, too. It ain't even like we playing with it, though. So you're going to need to make your reservations and go ahead and be there. You want to be at the CEO's ball, which is going to be that Friday when you arrive. and you do your registration, you're going to be coming to the CEO's ball. And at the CEO's ball, it's going to be just freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. I'm excited about it. Just completely and totally excited about it. So shout out to Reverend Al Sharpton. If you ain't got your stock certificates, you ain't a stockholder, you ain't coming. All right, just letting you know, you ain't getting into the stockholders meeting. You might be able to get into the CEO's ball, but you ain't getting into the shareholders meeting. I'm just going to tell you that. So shout out to that. Shout out to Jesse Jackson. You ain't getting in unless you're a stockholder. Yeah, you can tell them that the CEO of Punch TV Studios called them out. I called them out. I did. I ain't going to lie with it. I'm calling Jesse Jackson out right now.
Jesse, who left you alone? I'm calling him out right now. Jesse, who's in charge?
If you ain't got your stock certificate, Jesse, you ain't getting in, Jesse. I'm just letting you know. Bill Gates, if you ain't got your stock certificate, we gonna lock out Bill Gates. This ain't for you. You ain't never invited me to your stockholders meeting, Mr. Bill Gates. Mr. Billionaire Man, Mr. Microsoft, Mr. Bill Gates style Jason. You ain't never invited me to the stockholders meeting, Mr. Bill Gates. But guess what?
Mr. Collins,
we
Mr. Collins,
you
Mr.
To the
Collins,
TV
Mr. Collins, please,
stockholders
please,
meeting
okay,
either.
Okay.
Without being a shareholder. Now, if Bill Gates
oh
becomes a shareholder, we're going to be so thankful. We're going to be so thankful. To
can you hear
Bill
me?
Gates for...
Hello? Are you
I can hear
me?
You, but I'm just trying
okay,
to lay down the law.
I'm just trying to make sure, because you're going to talk all this stuff, and then they're going to be talking about you on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. They're going to be talking
Steve
about
Harvey,
you on the Breakfast
Steve
Club.
Harvey,
everybody's going to be talking about you
Steve
throwing
Harvey. Let me just tell you something. I'm throwing Steve Harvey under the bus. Tell Steve Harvey, if he ain't a stockholder, he's going to get left out of the Punch TV Studios stockholders meeting. It's just that simple. You need to be a stockholder. Can't believe Steve Harvey ain't a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're the ultimate media company around the world, global media, right here. So if you are not a shareholder, you're not getting in to the shareholders meeting. Now, you might be able to come to the CEO's ball, but the shareholders meeting is only for shareholders. So that's what we're going to do. So we want you to tell them. Tell him everywhere you go. Call Steve Harvey and tell him, Steve, are you a shareholder in Punch TV Studio, Steve? And if he say no, you better locked out. That's all it is to it. You're locked out.
That is so cool. I don't even know what
I'm
to say.
Bill Cosby. He didn't get locked up right now. He ain't locked up. But if he ain't a Punch TV Studio stockholder, he's going to get locked out. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is right here at Punch TV Studio, at the Punch TV Studio shareholders meeting. You need
okay,
to be
the
stockholder.
I'm just saying, for the record, Your
mm-hmm.
Honor, I want to go on the record as having said, this is not a good idea, Mr. Collins. Like this, we have guests on the line. We have people listening right now. This is a radio
show. They know I'm telling
show.
The truth. They know I'm the greatest of all time. They know I'm telling the truth. I've been saying it. I'm just going to say it out. Sometimes you just got to say it where somebody can understand it. I've been saying it in the phonetically correct way. It's just today, I'm just going to break it down in community language.
Community language.
Okay. If you ain't got your EBT card and you ain't got no money on it, you can't buy food at Ralph's, okay? I'm just trying to tell you. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with Punch TV Studio. If you ain't a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, which you should be, it's only $1 a share. I'm the only black man in America doing an IPO. I'm how rare. You ought to invest just because of that. You ought to be like, that dude is the only black man doing an IPO. That should be enough for you to want to invest. But let's not even go there. I'm just brilliant. We're building an amazing company. We're going to get $1 billion in revenue.
Mr.
And you
Collins,
get to be a part of this right from the beginning. So I'm just trying to say.
Who does that?
Okay.
Who does that? Who just has a whole 40-minute conversation about how brilliant they are and not – People hype their parties. Okay, this is marketing 101, right? You talk wonderful, glowing things and invite people to your event. Instead, you go with the "is not on the list." They locked out. But who does that?
They locked out. This is like, you ever heard of Club 54? There was this club called Club 54. You ever heard of that club?
No. In New York?
In New York, Club 54.
Okay, I'm with
Studio
you.
54.
With you.
Studio 54. Studio 54 was a club. Studio 54 was a club. Everybody couldn't get in that club.
Oh, wow.
You could wait in line for hours, for days, and they still wouldn't let you in that club. This is what it's like at the shareholders meeting. It's going to be like Studio 54. We're going to be like, stockholder? No, not a stockholder. Okay, cool.
That's cool?
You can't come in.
Wow, Mr. Collins.
It's just like that. I'm trying to warn the people. I'm trying to, we're going to blow up.
Okay, so.
We got the biggest, let me tell you something else which is so awesome right now. Mm-hmm. This is just awesome. It's just awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. And I know you hadn't even put this together. But I'm going to put this together for some people right now. I'm just going to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
With the launch of this station in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
the new station, we are the only African-American-led company with a full-power TV station.
Wow. That's huge. I can't speak to this again. Wow.
Period. That's history by itself.
You know what
Richard Pryor would say, right?
No, what would he say?
Richard Pryor would say, "That's some history for your ass," you know.
You know what the young people would say, Mr. Collins? Right about now, they would say, "You feeling yourself?" That's what they.
I'm just
saying,
it's hard. It's hard. It's hard out here. You know, it's hard. So sometimes you gotta tell them.
I think they got a song out there. You feeling yourself? They probably got a little dance, a little shuffle to go with it. You feeling yourself?
Yeah. We need the Punch TV dance. We need the young people to come up with the new Punch TV dance. So I'm telling everybody right now, go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. Punchtvstudios.com. And when you go to our website at punchtvstudios.com, click on the Invest Now button and become a part owner of our amazing company, Punch TV Studios. We're going to do some amazing things. We're already doing amazing things. We're launching the first full power station in L.A., fully distributed on through Southern California. I keep saying L.A., but I mean covering Southern California. That's awesome. We have 5 TV stations across the country, now 6 with the Los Angeles, with the Southern California station already, that we're already broadcasting on 24 hours a day. We are walking on water. We have a phenomenal social media site for actors, filmmakers, directors, producers. If you're trying to get on, you know, you'll be able to get on with Punch TV Studios. There'll be an opportunity for you to get on with Punch TV Studios. So go to Nabuki.com. That's Nabuki.com. That's Nabuki.com. And just join, become a member. It's awesome. It's free. It's just like you might as well do it, you know, and it's us. We're already making movies. We're doing television shows already right now. I have a total of 5 TV shows in production right now as I talk to you, and I've already shot 3 movies, and one of my movies starred Howard Hewitt and Patrice Fisher, already done. And we're getting ready to shoot another movie. And it's going to be completely awesome, completely awesome. So,
okay, so let me ask you a question.
We're the most awesome company now. Mm-hmm.
I know. I see that. That's wonderful. I think so too. Which is why, again, I'm here with you. But you like that little rhyme right there? That was cool. But I just want to go back to Los Angeles. What is the coverage again to let everybody know how huge this is? You said from the desert to the sea, from Mexico. Where are you going to cover in Los Angeles?
So we're going to reach 16 million viewers across Southern California. We're in every home in Southern California. There will be nowhere in Southern California where you won't be able to see Punch TV. If you have DirecTV, you'll be able to watch us. If you have Dish Network, you'll be able to watch us. If you have a Comcast, you'll be able to Time Warner, Frontier. You can watch Punch TV now in Southern California on one of the biggest stations that they are. We are head-to-head competition now with ABC and NBC and CBS in Southern California, and we're going to come with it. It's just that simple. And the coverage area is immense, covering all of Southern California. And again, I said, from the desert to the sea is all Punch TV. And that's where we are. And it's just awesome, just completely awesome. So I know we got some people in the Punch Bowl today, and I don't want to leave them out. I don't want to leave them out. But let's see who we got in the Punch Bowl.
I think we should, you know, definitely.
I just
go
did
ahead
the
and...
break.
Can I finish my sentence?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say what I have to say?
Yes, you can say what you got to say. I'm with you. I love you.
Say,
I love the corns on your big toe. I love you.
See, what I was going to say was, since we talked for 26 minutes, I think we really should go ahead and bring on these guests. That's what I was going to have to
that's
say.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Let's do it. I'm ready. Who we got?
I think they ready.
They ready. So, I hope they ready. They ought to feel real comfortable now.
I don't know what they feel, but we're about to ask them if you would stop being brilliant. So today, this morning, if you are just now tuning in, we have some very special guests. We have artist Young Rob. And artist Young Rob definitely has an interesting story. He's a man who has fought through custody battles, discouraging relatives, and interracial strife to provide inspiration to community in desperate need of it. So what he does, Mr. Collins, he goes on the metro in Los Angeles, and he lifts people's spirits. But I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about what he does. Are you with us this morning, Young Rob?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Top of the morning. Just
chilling. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, my daughter's on the line too. Yeah, my daughter should be listening. She told me she's listening.
She told you that.
Yeah,
I'm about to try
well.
To find her. See if she told Daddy the truth.
Yeah, nah, she all right. I appreciate y'all for having me. She's 7 years old. She turned 8 years old.
Oh,
September.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Shout out to Love.
That's right. Good morning, Love. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Love. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you do. How did you come up with doing poetry on the Metro Rail?
Well, it was a book called Laws of Average, and it's about like if you reach. Like pretty much like how you say with your stock holding meetings, it's better off to hold a big meeting and speak to 50 people at one time instead of just, you know, making 50 house stops, you know. So get everybody to come together for one meeting, read one poem. If they like it, they can donate, but if they don't, you know, I could just go to the next train and read for another 42 people, you know. But it just became really, really good for me when I just got my first $100 bill, like on the train reading from Compton Station to Artesia Station. And I was just trying to add up the minutes, you know, like that wasn't even like the first donation. That was like the last donation of the day. You know, some dude named Adam gave me $100, a couple of Hispanic people, a couple of black people gave me some change in dollars. This young black boy gave me a $5 bill, and I got off the train and I counted the money that I just made, and it was $108 and some change. And I just was like, man, I never stop reading poetry on the train. Like, it's no telling who might need it, and sometimes it's no telling who might have it to give.
Well, okay, so I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. You spent a couple of minutes or a couple of hours on a train, and you made $108?
Well, that was one donation within a 3-minute setting of reading the poetry on the train, how I do. I walk on a train. It takes about like a minute for me to say hello, how you are, 15 seconds for me to say hello, how y'all doing today. This is my poetry. I give them out for donations. The train starts to close the doors. As I take off, I read the poem for you. You know, hopefully it'll end before you get off the train so I can say thank you, I appreciate you. Even if you didn't have nothing to give, a clap wouldn't hurt just from tuning in. And this one Caucasian dude by the name of Adam, I'll never forget him. He was actually the first man to give me $100. You know, so he actually told me that God wanted to give me something. And he made me bend down, tell me, you know, do I believe in God? And I said, yeah, I believe in the living God. And then he said, all right, this is for you. And he put this, put it in my hand like he didn't want nobody to see. And then when I looked at it, I just, tears came to my eyes, just like, wow. You know, and that wasn't even the $3 that I just received from a couple of other people. And then the $5 bill from some young black dude that just respected what I did so much that he gave me $5. And then right when I stepped off the train, that's reading from Compton Station to Artesia Station. That's like a total of a 3-minute ride. So, yeah, I made $108 and some change in 3 minutes. But that's just one train ride. That's just the laws of average. That's what I do. I love reading poetry. But the living God blessed me with that job just because I asked for him to give me a job that I can do that he loves and something that I love as well. So it's more like one hand wash another, both hands wash the face type of thing.
Mr. Collins, I think I'm about to quit my job.
I want to hear the $108 poem. What was the poem you did for $108? I want to hear that.
I don't even really remember that poem. It was actually, I think it was called Before You
poem.
Quit Read. No, it was called Before You Quit Read This. But my, can I say my next month poem?
Yeah. You can say whatever poem you wish.
Well, this poem is called World Star. It's about, you know, World Star. Have y'all watched World Star?
I cannot say that I do.
But I'm saying more like it's not necessarily about watching it. It's more like when you see a fight about to break out, the words of the millennium is World Star, you know? It's not call the police. We don't say call the police. We don't say, go get y'all mama, they about to fight. We don't say that. We don't say, tell them to stop fighting. We don't say that. We say, World Star, you know? So, even if the mama and the daddy is about to fight, you know? World Star, you know? Mm-hmm. Even if the mama and the daughter,
Sharissa?
Even if the...
Yes.
So it's just...
He
world
just
Star,
called me
baby, World Star. World Star,
so here
baby,
we go,
World
right?
Star.
I'm a, here we go. This right here is just, I had to just give y'all a little preview so y'all know where I'm going with it.
Okay.
I say, I'm kind of sort of confused on the tactics it takes to become a world star. I noticed that the propaganda and blasphemy televised for our children in my eyes to see is beyond bizarre. No more peer mediators, only 24 seconds of foolishness to get the leaders in charge to holler, world star. And within 24 hours, dismay thy tradition on recounting historical manipulation. This tablet's my baby's education. She learned that from World Star.
World Star.
Without social media, my peers is like a mime stuck in a prism. This cup is half full for her, but half empty for him. No more balance. Many has been captured within this World Star prison. No encouraging one another. No, each one, teach one. Just pull out that phone, holla, world star, and film one another. Oscar Grant, Alton Sterling, no relation, but them still my brothers. Emmett Till's mother order open casket to world star to torture to warn one another. And years later, billions still dying for darkness due to known origin of Africa. Black Wall Street may have a video on world star, but look that up. That was a massacre. Child suicide, motherly impulsive content only impels irrational fatherless skills that 9 times out of 10 leads to another stereotypical world star disaster.
World star.
This is where you feed the 24K bar of foolishness to the quarrelsome women who create the bastards who sell their souls for gold, oil, and drugs to get a paw. Follow these specific instructions and you too will become a world star.
World star. I like that, man. That was pretty good.
I appreciate it. I haven't collected any donations on that one, so that's like brand new, super brand new poem.
Well, you know what, man? I'd like to see how many donations you get on that one, because that's pretty deep right there.
Yeah, it sounds better when you say the world star part and I say the poem, because you know I make the people say I make the people say world star and I say the part of the poem, and then they include with the world star just like they would normally say if they was about to see a fight, and then at the end it just basically sums it all up for what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, you follow these specific instructions and you too will become a worldly flesh full star, a person that died for the world, you know. And I just came up with that poem due to me seeing somebody getting chewed up by a dog on World Star, and the person that was filming the video was just so calm. It just shocked me. I just couldn't believe my eyes to see the video from the person sitting in the car, you know, like their life is okay. They ain't got to worry about the, you know, dog attacking them. So they just filmed it just so calm. Didn't call for any help. Didn't get out to try to help. You know, just like when I seen a shark attack, the dude, it took him like 5 minutes to ask for help. Every time I'm looking at all these videos, these people don't realize that the living God is probably judging these videos too by just asking, I mean, just looking at the video and seeing when the people that's filming the video is going to ask for help or call for help, you know, when they're filming somebody that's just on fire. They're like, oh, my gosh, they're on fire. Oh, my gosh. You know, so I don't like that when I see stuff like that. I can't really
you are
sit
deep.
Down and watch.
You are definitely deep.
Yeah,
that's a
deep.
Powerful message. We definitely.
That boy's ahead of his time.
He is. We don't have to do something. Cook up something.
That
boy sounded
like me 2 years ago.
He does, though. He really does.
You sound like me 3 years ago. I was like that 2 years ago.
Thank you. All the glory go to the living God. I just don't believe in gold, oil, and drugs. And you can't just say Jesus around me without the Christ, because I'm going to think you're talking about the tamale man around the corner. You feel me? I believe in Jesus Christ, and I just believe that the living God is way beyond gold, oil, and drugs. You know, gold, oil, and drugs is what makes our generation make say hallelujah. It makes the gold make them say hallelujah, the oil make them say hallelujah, and drugs, of course, make them say hallelujah. That's their new way of getting down. That's the new religion, you feel me? Since they found out religion is a way to exclude people, people felt like the great way to exclude certain people is if you don't, like how you said, if y'all not doing something wild and doing all that nonsense, then you can't come in that room. And, you know, it's weird that the whole earth is like that, and babies is being born today, you know, and it's like, dang.
No, that's not exactly what I said.
I was saying why. It's more like excluding people. It's more like making people feel like, you know, making people feel like they can't come in. But, you know, that's how the world is already. It's like
it's a place
that's designed to make it seem like everybody's rich and everybody can't be rich, because there'd be no way for anybody to have any servants. You know how it.
That's
if everybody
why
was
we
rich,
are about
no
to make it rain. We about to make it rain. Man, that is what quality. We do here at Punch TV Studios. So we, if you are just now tuning in, oh, this show right here, this show.
This is a great show. This show right here.
This show right here is the money show.
This show right here is the money show.
We bring in a show today. I don't know what we bring in a show. Guess what,
and
Mr.
that's
Collins?
How I tell everybody. What is it? Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to tell you. We got another guest. But go ahead. That was it. I was excited. Because we got Daddy Thomas on the line.
You need to be a part of this, because that's why we're selling stock in our company for only $1 a share. And you could be as only $1 per share. Go to our website at Punch. TVstudios.com, that's punchtvstudios.com, and make an investment. You know, invest $1,000. It ain't going to hurt you. And it'll change your life forever. I guarantee you, we're building and we're going to build an amazing media company, and we're going to give a voice to people who ordinarily would never have that voice. And we're working on it. I'm telling you, we're working on every single solitary day. And I am completely and totally excited about it. Completely and totally excited about it. So
We have an amazing site for filmmakers, for writers, for artists, for actors, directors, music people, people that do makeup and hair and all those things, and it's called Nabuki, and you want to Nabuki, and it's NABUKIE.com. You want to Nabuki. You want to Nabuki. And so now who do we have in the punch bowl now? What were you getting ready to say? Because I know we got this amazing guy from a group that I absolutely love and have loved through the years, but I'm going to let you go ahead and do the introduction.
Okay, yes, we have Danny Thomas, one of the original members of the extremely talented group, Confunction, formerly known as Project Soul. Yes, a R&B and funk band popular in the 1970s and 1980s. Are you
They're
with us?
They're still popular today. That song is still popular today.
What are you doing?
I know the people are looking for him. I'm going to tell you why. Because that song that made so many babies, it's just, it's incredible. You know, that song, that's just one of them songs. That song that made a lot of babies, Love's Train, that song is just amazing. And I'm happy to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on the show. I'm excited, man. I tell you, I can't wait to become part of history. I definitely want to be part of the company. Man, it sounds great. I think it's very important that we support one another in business. And it's like being a part of this is like investing in yourself. So
yes, it is.
So I think you're doing a great thing with your company.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I think we are too.
Mr. Thomas doesn't want to be locked out
every day.
That's right.
No.
You don't want to be locked out now.
We're going to lock the show. Lucky day. Chicken. What had happened was you didn't get your stock. I don't want you to have to go acting no fool. You know how we get. You know you ain't supposed to be there, so you act the fool out front of the business. They're going to escort you. You can act all the fool you want in the parking lot. So we're going to just.
Don't escort Danny Thomas out. Mr. Thomas, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you working on?
Speaking to me? I'm sorry, a train just went by, and it's hard to hear sometimes. Oh, but I'm very blessed. I have several projects. I have my new band, Danny Thomas, original member of Confunction, is on tour. And we're doing a Confunction show, as well as we're promoting our new singles. We have several singles coming out. I've been promoting this one concept called Free, which is a... we talk about Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and President Obama. Uh-huh. It's a testament to them, and all of our black leaders in society, trying to motivate the people. It's a motivational type song, and I'm very proud of it. As well as I'll have some funk stuff. You know, that's our middle name, funk. I come from the pioneers of P-Funk, Funkadelic, George Clinton, all those guys. And so
we also
bring some funk to the table, as well as our ballads. You know, we have some strong ballads that we're going to be releasing very soon. So I'm excited, you know.
Oh, man, I think that's awesome, man. I think that's awesome. How can people get your new music? Like, where can they find it at?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are Confunction fans. I can tell you right now.
Well, why don't we take a listen?
Song. Yeah, let's take a little piece of that song. Y'all haven't put two and two together yet, but when you hear this song, it's about to connect to you.
We're going to take a listen to some of the older songs.
Yeah, we're going to take a little older song, yeah.
Right, but right now we're going to take a listen to one of the new songs.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Racism, inequality. strong, bound to fight through it all. Good as your strength, you stood tall till the very end. Now when they speak your name, they speak of the change that came. Fight is your claim to fame. Come, will you remain? Now we celebrate on that special day, because you fought to make your people free.
What about over in the motherland? You were another stronger man that just couldn't stand to see the people be abused. You chose to fight. On the darkness you shined a light, and the world opened their eyes and brought it into apartheid. Now when they speak your name, they speak of the change that came. The fight was your claim to fame, but how will you remain? And now we should celebrate on that special day, because you fought to make your
there
finally came a night when a man of color moved on into a house built for wives. Now when they speak his name, they will speak of the change that came. It'll be his claim to fame, but humble he'll remain.
I'm going to be free.
Thank you.
I love it. What was the inspiration behind that? I know you had Martin Luther King. I just didn't hear my name in there. But other than that, I thought it was phenomenal.
Not about
I'm trying to be free. I'm trying to free us in economics, but we'll get back to it. But what was your inspiration on that?
Well, you know, actually this song is like a 10-year project. The concept kind of changed my life. The group kind of took a break back in 86. And so I was just kind of freelancing and doing some things. I was doing a lot of promotion, production, songwriting. And I ran off the road on Martin Luther King birthday 2000.
Mm.
And was in the hospital, you know, for about a week or so. I like saw my life pass in front of me. I ran into a bulldozer, one of the biggest bulldozers I've ever seen, and fractured my pelvis, and stuff like that. But God healed me. I came out, I have no pain. He totally put me back together. And so in that year, I was rehabilitation and rehabbing. I put together a gospel group, and one of the songs. Since I got hurt on Martin Luther King's birthday, I want to do a tribute to him because this is something that, you know, he's someone that we need to, you know, remember, okay, and keep it on the youth mind. Because I really focus on the youth a lot these days. You know, us grown folks, ain't too much we can do with them. But our future is our youth, and they need, you know, it's like a lost society. We need someone, that, especially the men and the women, to motivate them and keep the positivity going in their lives. And in their mind. So,
yes.
So over the 10 years, so I used to, you know, doing Black History Month and stuff like that. You know, I would do mini tours and stuff and promote the message. So over the years, of course, since President Obama, and then since then, Nelson Mandela got released, a whole lot of things happened. So the song evolved into what it is now. And I just give all praise to God, you know, for my life. My success. I'm a very blessed man. I have a very blessed life to be involved and be able to do the things I do with my music. Because I take my music personal. I feel that music is supposed to be spiritual medicine. Okay, we should be motivational we should try to say something positive. That's what I try to instill in even our young rappers today, because rap initially started out that way, you know, with the Last Poets and a lot of other groups that was trying to be relative, you know. And so it evolved into all types of things, which I'm not mad about it, because that's a whole other story as far as our youth. But, with this song, I take it very personal. So I also believe that, you know, love song, you know, artists like James Brown, you know, he's one of my favorite examples, because he brought a mental revolution to the society, I feel, with Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
He did.
Yes, he did. You know, he just overnight changed the person's consciousness of themselves, their self-belief. Okay, Marvin Gaye, I mean, you can go on and on, okay, of artists that were aware and involved in society. So I'm just trying to do my little part, be positive. You know, we're looking forward to do a Black College tour this fall, and we're going to be featuring our song Free. And
I would love to have you do a television special on our new station here in LA. That would be great to have you do a round table or something like that special. And if we could set that up, I would love to be able to do that.
Oh, but consider it done. I'm there. I'm a stockholder now,
Don't want to get locked out.
As soon as I have to get off the phone, man, I'm getting busy. Okay, so.
Okay, I think we should do more shows like this. I think this time we're gonna have to raise some money. Look, you don't want to get locked out. You better go buy your stock. That's our next commercial. Don't get locked out.
For sure.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm so happy to have you on the show today. And you're such a, you know, I'm so honored, because I never could have even imagined that I would be, you know, having a conversation with someone from Confunction. And, I mean, I love that group. Back in the day, I really loved that group. And you guys were such trendsetters and all the stuff like that and that whole thing. And so it was just, I'm just honored, really, to have you on, and I mean that in all sincerity. And if we can do a one-hour television special with your group, I just think it would just be awesome, and try to help you sell some of your new records and get it out there and be a platform for you to release your new material, man. I would love to be a part of that. I would just love to be a part of that.
Well, I'm honored, and thank you so much. You know, I appreciate it, because this is what we do. I mean, it's our pleasure. And to be able to play our music, let people understand what we're doing and what we're about, you know, because it's more than just, you know, musicians. You know, we got a vast, as far as field of musicians out here, you know. I like all kind of music. I'm into jazz, gospel, of course, old school R&B. You know, I'm old school. But I relate to the youth, though. Okay, because I understand where they are. I understand the youth being a little upset, a little mad, you know, because society have taken them, okay? When we was coming up, myself, you know, I just made 65 myself. 65 years young, and I'm blessed because I got my health and strength, and I'm mobile, everything works. But I have a lot to remember. I remember the good old days when we didn't have all this stress. You know, I go down the street and I see people looking at some people's faces. You know, I just say a little prayer for them, because there's a lot going on right now.
Right, exactly.
But as long as you stay focused, okay, stay in tune, and follow the commandments, okay, and try to, you know, do the right thing, you can see it through, you know. You know, cause everything will pass.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm so happy to have you on the show. This has been absolutely an amazing show today. And I just want to thank our guests and thank you for joining us. And this has been a great show. I want to tell everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com and become a part of history, become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, $1 a share. You're not going to get that anywhere else. And I'm just going to tell you right now, this is an amazing IPO, and you're buying this stock before we begin trading on Wall Street. So you're getting a chance to really experience prosperity, for the opportunity to experience prosperity with our company. And I think it's just going to be awesome, and we're going to do some amazing things in media. I want to tell everybody, visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button and become a part owner of our amazing media company. Now, if you're an actor, a producer, a filmmaker, a writer, director, makeup artist, grip, gaffer, whatever you do in the entertainment industry, you want to join our website at nabuki.com. That's N-A-B-U-K-I-E. That's N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. And I want to thank the Sharifa. Any last words?
Yes, I just wanted to say that this is an amazing show, and I wanted to play us on out. Play a little music. Can we play a little music?
You can play a little music on out. But just remember to tell Jesse Jackson I called him out. I did. Tell Al Sharpton I called him out. I did. And if they're not shareholders, they don't get in. It's just that simple. Tell Maxine Waters I called her out. Tell them I called them out. If they're not a stockholder, they don't get in. So they need to become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Just like Danny Thomas. Let's take Danny Thomas out.